Hello, Toasties. Welcome to Pyro Toasty Talks. It is I, David Wilson, your guide through the 45 seconds of intro before you get to the people you actually care about.
Wow.
I'm here with my lovely wife, Renee, and also with Zona and Brian.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes. Hello to all. Today, we are going to discuss websites, and we're going to kind of start off with the concept of, like, why would you even want a website, right? Like, should you even have one? What's the point of it? And hopefully towards the end, or perhaps in a part two, we will get into the technical aspects of having a website and using one. So
I think I kind of want to start with this one.
Renee would like to start with this one. So I will ask the first question. Renee, what is the internet?
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a series of tubes.
It's wild. It's crazy. Don't go there. I know in the small business world, especially in the artist small business world, there's always this question of how do I sell my art? Where do I even go? If I want to sell online, what's the best way to do it? And really, there isn't a right answer. There is only guidance and pros and cons, and you have to come down to your own decision. Unfortunately, there is no straight answer of, well, should I have an Etsy or should I have my own website? There is no straight answer for that. It is all going to come down to various factors on so many things. Like, it is a very personal decision. And there isn't a right or wrong. There are only pros and cons of each that you have to consider along the way. Now, I know a lot of pyros started with Etsy. I feel like that's a very common thing that I hear a lot of people say is like, oh, I started with Etsy. Some people are still selling only on Etsy and it works for them. And then other people have their own website. I know for us, we never started on Etsy. I only created my own Etsy, I think last year, but I don't sell anything physical on it. I do digital art on my iPad. So I sell my digital art products and my wood burning templates because those are all digital files. So when people are like, oh, do you have an Etsy? Especially at like an art show or something, someone comes into the tent. Oh, do you have a website? Do you have an Etsy? It's like, well, I do have a website. I do have an Etsy, but I don't sell art on my Etsy. So don't go looking. But I know a lot of people do have Etsy, and I want to hear from Zona's point of view how that whole Etsy thing went. Because I know it did not go very well. You did not enjoy selling on Etsy, but I kind of want to hear from your point of view. Why didn't you like it? What was the draw for you to get your own website away from Etsy?
Well, we did start on Etsy. We actually did pretty good in the beginning on Etsy when we did the ads.
Oh, okay.
When we first started on Etsy and we decided to do the ads and pay for the ads, we did okay. I mean, we started off with a profit, and then, you know, as time went on, it kind of balanced out, and then, you know, we started just paying more for the ads, and at the end of it, we were paying more for the ads and the relistings. And for a while, we were just kind of hanging on because, you know, there's the ebb and the flow.
Yeah.
You know, oh, maybe this is just a low point. But when it's a low point for such a long time, and then when you get a sale, one sale, and it's like, it should be like a $50, $60 sale, and you're getting like $4 because...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that may not
what
have
is
been
the
actual point, right? That may not have been the actual dollar amount, but like it wasn't that far off.
Yeah, the concept.
Because they're taking out all of their fees, reenlistment fees, and their monthly fee, and the this fee and the that fee and the other fee, and the ad fee and the marketing fee. And then just add the list of fees, right? And at the end of it, they're depositing $4 in fee. And guess what? They're still in the negative.
Mm-hmm.
we finally came down to the point where we were just like, you know what, we're spending more money. It's just time for us to just get our own, to like bite the bullet and just start our own website.
Okay.
Brian does this for a living. He builds websites for a living. Yeah, and it's still scary.
I spent 5 years of my career working on the one of the top 10 most visited websites in the United States. So I'm not going to mention the name of the company. But
dang it! I was going to say, don't be shy.
No, I don't want to. Because I may say some things that are not so good about them, and then I don't
want to. Got it.
But yeah, I'm familiar with like both, because I've done a lot of websites, like small and large. I ran my own web design company for about 6 years. I worked for several big fintech companies, and I've done a lot of freelance work through like Catch a Fire and stuff like that, where like social organizations, nonprofit organizations will enlist people who are subject matter experts in their field to come and build a website for them, just at no cost, just as a pro bono type of thing. So I've done a lot of that. So I've done websites for like a number of different demographics, and it's a lot of work. And Renee, I think you said that there's pros and cons. So mm-hmm. just to kind of think about, like, if you're thinking, well, should I build a website, right? There's budget, right? Building your website can be expensive, especially if you're going to hire somebody to build it. So you have to think, I can start selling on Etsy for nothing, right? I can just start up an Etsy shop and it costs me no money. I just have to upload my products. And then when they sell, I'll start getting paid. If I want to build my own website, I think you use Shopify, right? Shopify, mm-hmm. There's some upfront costs.
Yep.
We use WooCommerce. WooCommerce is free, but it's a much steeper learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just build your own from scratch, like if you are really, that technically savvy, but most people are going to use some kind of a framework structure.
Yeah.
So there's technical skills, there's budget, and then there's time. Because Etsy is going to save you a lot of time, because you could just put your stuff up there and you don't need to worry about, managing the shipping. You don't need to worry about managing the taxes. You don't need to worry about managing the search engine optimization, right? You don't need to worry about how you're going to get people to your store, because Etsy is going to do that for you, but they're going to do it at a cost.
Right.
And then there's security, right? You want to make sure that if you're going to be acquiring customers, that you're not risking their security. And Etsy does a good job of making sure that, the customer's information is protected. Shopify, I think, does a good job of that too. If you're building your own website, you need to think about those kind of things, and you need to be conscientious of it, and most likely hire somebody, a web designer or an agency, to build that out for you, which is not necessarily going to be in people's budgets, because web designers are not cheap.
Yeah.
And so I think that there are a lot of like pros and cons that you need to weigh in order to make a well-informed decision about how you want to sell your products online.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So for us with Shopify, when we started It's David and Renee, we were selling mostly our very early beginning pieces of the wood canvases that David was making. He was making some wood slices and stuff. And it got to a point where we were like, well, it makes sense to go ahead and have a website, because we've done a decent amount of shows, and we hadn't really gotten into the juried art show world yet with that. We had still been doing like local craft shows. And of course we had our little business card at first that had like our Facebook, our Instagram, our name, but we didn't have a website. And then when people started asking us for David to make them things to burn on, then it was like, well, if we do this as a whole nother aspect of our business, it would make sense to have a website, because then we could have my art and the wood supplies. So that's kind of why we decided to go the route with our own website, because we had two different avenues that we wanted to capitalize on, basically. And with Etsy is great in its own right because it does a lot of that heavy lifting for you. But there's a lot of psychology, and there is an algorithm to Etsy, and you have to be willing to learn it. You have to be willing to go with it and pivot with it. But with your own website, you can do whatever you want. Like, yes, there will still be pros and cons, but for example, like, if I wanted to have an Etsy shop with both my pyrography art and David's wood supplies, I would really need to research Etsy SEO, which is search engine optimization. And that's going to be a lot of keywords, because that's really how algorithms work, essentially. The keywords that come up in your listing, that come up in your product description, there's psychology in how you word things. There's psychology in the pictures that you put in your listings. And like, Etsy has recommendations for all of these things, you know? So it doesn't just leave you out to figure it out, like, oh, you're on your own. Like, yeah, Etsy has a help center. Etsy has a forum. There are so hundreds of Q&A pages and subreddits and YouTube videos on everyone's opinions on how to best use Etsy. So, like, there are resources out there to help you get where you want to be if you want to use Etsy. But for us, we had realized that Etsy seems to work best with people who have a really strong audience, who, like, you already have a dedicated audience, or you have one really strong, good product to kick you off strong. And we didn't have either of those. Like, and when I say a strong following, I mean someone who, like, might already have a really successful website and they also want to capitalize on Etsy's market too. So they also build an Etsy shop. We are just starting out from scratch. And so it's like, we are really going to have to push to get people to get on the Etsy for my art. But that's also going to confuse the Etsy algorithm for people looking for blank wood supplies. And then it's like, well, are there even people looking for blank wood supplies on Etsy? Turns out, yes, there are people and woodworkers on Etsy who make blank wood pieces and blank whatever, blank cutting boards, blank scrap wood, blank bookmarks. Like, there is a market for it. But it would be really confusing to the Etsy algorithm getting started to have someone who's looking for blank wood supplies and people who are also looking for really high-end, nice, price-pointed pyrography art. That's just two totally different audiences. So we were like, I just don't think that Etsy's going to be the right way. I feel like we're really going to struggle with it at first. So we ultimately went with our own website, but that also had a ton of its own struggles. And honestly, if we could take it all back and start again, I would not choose Shopify. I would not choose Shopify. Shopify is so great for so many people. But again, it works the best when you have like one really good product or product line. Us, we have all sorts of stuff all the time. Like, our general umbrella is we have wood supplies, but it's not just we make blank cutting boards. You know, we have all sorts of stuff. We have Live Edge, we have bookmarks, we have blah, 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 blah. We have all this stuff. And it was just a pain in the butt trying to get things organized on the website and trying to optimize the website. And it is just not user-friendly. The user interface of Shopify is not very user-friendly. And you really have to spend time in the website, in the code, in order to get things just right. There are so many errors. Like, it's so buggy. We have had so many issues with little things, and so many of those little things are out of our control. So we can't even change them. For example, like, here's just one example, right? I have a laundry list of grievances with Shopify, but here's just one example. Wouldn't it be great, because like Etsy does this, wouldn't it be great to go on to a website and you're like, ooh, look at this product, and it tells you how many are left in stock? 3 left in stock. Wouldn't that be great? Shopify doesn't do it.
Really?
Does not do it.
That's not true.
Like,
it's not free. which is the frustration with Shopify is that Shopify is a very powerful base platform because a lot of website developers work with it, but they sell their like apps in Shopify apps for it. So yeah. Shopify's like the thing that you think you're buying doesn't include a lot of the things that you would think
basic
should be
basics, website basics here. In my opinion, like David was saying, Shopify has its own app store. So basically, it's giving you like a blank canvas. Okay, here's your Shopify website. Now you got to go add and buy all of these apps in order to fancy your website up the way you want. There is not a drag and drop template. Like in my world, I really want an interface where I can make a new website page. I can drag and drop my menu. I can drag and drop a text box. I can insert you can't do that in Shopify easily. If you have money to spend, or you're willing to learn it, or you have someone who can do it for you, or you have the money to pay someone to do it for you, then go for it, because it really is a powerhouse. But if you're not willing to do that, or you're just like us and you're just DIYing it because you want to have a website and you've heard Shopify is good, I have shed tears over Shopify. It is so incredibly frustrating. Now, we're 4 or 5 years into this. I've gotten used to it now. But it was so rough, and it was like, I hate this so much. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. Like, I hate you so much.
But I don't know. I mean, to your point, though, like, Brian and Zona are on a different platform, and they don't think it's user-friendly. Like, I don't know that they're...
Can I speak to the platform that we're on? Because I can speak a little bit to. I haven't used Shopify, but I've used several other platforms. I've used OpenCart. I've used Magento. I've used Magneto. I forget what it's called.
Squarespace. Have you used Squarespace?
Squarespace. Yes, I've used Squarespace. I've used Wix.
Wix is the best for a simple website.
Oh, for a brochure site. Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Simple website. Yeah.
So I want to just talk a little bit about the different platforms. And so you have to know the strengths of the platforms. So one of the mistakes that we made early on with Etsy was that we thought that we could just put products up on Etsy and just keep adding. As she made new things, just keep adding more products. But the problem that I would run into is she would make one piece and then that would be it. Once that piece sold, then she would make something new. And then she would make something new after that. She wasn't selling products. She wasn't selling things that are repeatable. And Etsy really benefits if you make one thing and you can make hundreds of them. Because then people review them, and then the more reviews you get, the higher ranking it gets, and the more stars it gets. If you sell one thing, if you make a piece of art and you sell that, and then that thing's no longer available, it's not doing you any benefit on Etsy. And so I think that's one of the problems is that, and I think that happens with Shopify and with some of the other e-commerce platforms too, is that they're really built with the expectation that you are selling volume.
Yeah.
You're selling lots of product, lots of the same thing. You're stocking inventory of hundreds or thousands of pieces.
That's kind of what I meant when I was saying, like, it does good with a product or a product line. Like, the one-off things... It's so unhelpful. No.
So we use, like I said, we use WooCommerce, which is the e-commerce platform that works with WordPress. And WordPress is probably the most, I think that the figure that I had read, I think WordPress runs about 50% of the websites on the internet. It's a powerhouse. Yeah. It's usually used by developers because it requires you to know some PHP and some other things that are, you know, not something that most people would want to mess around with. So for me, it's really good because if I wanted to add a count of the number of products that we have left, I could just write a little PHP script and add that in. Or I can go onto their app store and I might find a free app that does that. Or maybe I'll find a paid app that does that. And there's options there. But it takes a little bit more know-how. I think that these companies, they're all for-profit companies. Even WordPress is a for... Automattic, the people who run WordPress are a for-profit company. They're trying to make money off of these things. So, I mean... It's frustrating and it's annoying, but I would take having my own website over having to play by Etsy's rules any day of the week, because the big problem that we had with Etsy was their rules are impenetrable. Like, you would have to, in order to be on there, what did they call their highly ranked...
Star sellers.
In order to be a star seller, you cannot have a single bad review. So if somebody's got an axe to grind with you, you're cooked. If somebody wants to, if you don't reply to everybody within 24 hours, they ding you and you lose your star seller ranking.
But it's not even that. I mean,
well, it was like
people were complaining, like. It hinges a lot on a customer's review, and it's like I was reading reviews where a customer can give you one star. They can give you a one star review by clicking on the one star, but the words can be absolutely phenomenal. Fantastic customer service, the product was wonderful, yada 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 yada. The words that they give you can be absolutely stellar, but they give you a one star that dings your rating straight into the shitter.
Well, one thing that we ran into,
and I had, because I'm on the Etsy seller Facebook, that. Oh, you want to hear some tea? Just lurk on that.
No, I'm good.
That is some fun stuff right there.
Well, I just what I was referring to was so they have a rule that you have to reply to everybody within 24 yes. hours. We had a situation where somebody said thank you. They sent us a message that said thank you. And it was the end of the conversation. We did not reply back to their message that said thank you. And they took away our star seller ranking.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, this whole concept sucks, that the customer can be the one to take you down or to hinder you and your growth. That's wild. That is definitely a key point in having your own website, because you can choose to have reviews or which reviews you display or whatever. Like, you have so much control.
It's not penalizing
you. Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah.
So that is a huge detriment to using a service like that, is that you're
just at their mercy.
Yeah, you're at the mercy of the customers, you're at the mercy of the platform. And there is
not
no
customers, the sellers. The sellers are at the mercy of the platform.
That's
yeah.
what I said.
Yeah, no, we're at
No, I said you're at the mercy of the customers and the mercy of the platform.
I
think, you know, that's again, it's that low cost of entry. It's real easy to get you started. Now, what we did when we started was I had built a website, but we initially sold on Etsy, and then we started migrating towards our website. So we started taking things down off of Etsy. Our Etsy shop is still standing. We just don't sell anything on it. Everything's sold through the website. But a majority of what we do is
just a footnote. The earring blanks are on our Etsy website right now, and they're just kind of hanging out there right now. Just out of curiosity to see if anything sells. We haven't had a sale on Etsy since we stopped doing the ads.
Yeah, there's no
years. It's been years.
If you're not doing marketing on Etsy, you're
yeah. The minute we stopped
useless.
Doing ads,
yeah.
But as far as selling on the website, we do a lot of custom work. We do a lot of one-offs. And I would say, aside from the earring blanks and maybe a handful of pieces that we've sold on the website, most of the sales that we've made on the website are custom orders. Yeah. So somebody reaches out to us and they say, hey, I like your stuff. Can you do this? And then we add a custom order to our site, We send them the link, they purchase it, and then we don't have to worry about paying Etsy fees. Because if we were to try to sell somebody something on Etsy, like if we were to like get a custom order, and the only way that we had to take money from them was to sell it to them through Etsy, you're talking 30% of your profit is just going to get cut right off the top. So we can sell it to them through our website. We still have to pay Square because we use Square for our
payment processor.
But I mean, we use Square for everything. We use Square for when we're doing markets. We use Square for
WooCommerce, you know, doesn't have their own processing payment.
No, because it's a completely free service. It is basically just a platform to build your website. Mm-hmm. And then you can download these plugins and you integrate other services with them. So yeah, we can integrate if we wanted to use Square, or we wanted to use what's one of the other big ones, PayPal, or we wanted to use. I mean, there's a whole there's
I think
a whole.
It integrates with everything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But that's but I feel like that's a downside too to having your own website, especially if you use WooCommerce or something like that. Is you have to know how to integrate. You can't just be like, I'm going to start my own website, I'll go to WooCommerce, and expect it to all be there. Like, you have to integrate
work.
These other things. Yeah. It's going to be a headache no matter what. Having a website is a headache in every sense of the word.
But it's necessary.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the push and the pull, right? Because if you have, with Etsy, it is a plug and play. You throw up your stuff, and they will do all the quote-unquote hard work for you, but you pay out the nose for it.
Yeah.
You could go to, there are some other plug-and-play websites that also do the hard work for you that don't charge as much as Etsy, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. Because they'll still do a lot of the hard work for you. They keep up with all the taxes, right? They'll keep up with upgrading all the taxes. Like, every month we get an email where here's this month's tax updates, right, where we plug it in, we just upload
it's
it.
it's a tax table.
Yeah, tax table, just in case somewhere in North Carolina there's an update in a tax somewhere, just in case we happen to be in that,
if the county changes their taxes,
we don't have to sit here and actually manually update the tax. We just upgrade it into the website. We just make sure that we put it in when we happen to be there. Whatever, it takes care of it. Square takes care of it all by itself. Whatever. But we have to manually do that every month, or when they send us the email. Like, we have to actually do that. There are other websites that will just take care of it for us. We just go there, click, tap, and pay, or whatever. They would take care of that for us, but we would still have to pay for that. A lot of the stuff, since we don't pay for the WooCommerce, we actually have to do the work for us.
What's I have to do.
Let me rephrase. I act like I do any of this. I don't do a damn thing. He does all the work for it.
But you still have to have knowledge in order to do it. So someone who's like, I don't know, maybe they're retired, they're doing this as a hobby, and they're like, maybe I'll have a little website. Like, no, it's not going to be that easy, Graham. It is absolutely not going to be that easy.
unless you come from that background, that knowledge base, or you have the serious time to learn it, the mental bandwidth, the patience to learn it, maybe this isn't the time to learn.
Maybe Etsy would be better for you in that regard.
Or if, unless you want to hire someone, you have the finances to maybe hire a high schooler, or, you know.
Don't hire a high schooler.
I mean, you can hire a senior to like do an Etsy for you.
So
you could also get on like Fiverr and hire someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't hire somebody.
Yeah.
Please don't hire somebody from Fiverr.
I'm just saying there are options.
For a simpler one, I mean, I don't know.
So I would.
I'm just saying, like a little shoppy shop in the corner.
I just want to weigh in a little bit here, only because this is
poking the tiger. Over
what I do for a living.
Poking the tiger.
Designing websites is it takes a lot of practice and a lot of knowledge and a lot of skill. And yes, there are a lot of people who can set one up really quickly for you. But bear in mind, if you go and hire somebody on Fiverr or you hire the, you know, the neighbor's kid to build a website for you, it's very possible that they'll be able to build it for you. But consider the long-term maintenance that's going to come with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That you're going to hire somebody on Fiverr. You're going to get somebody probably from outside this country. They're not really going to understand what it is that you're asking for. They're going to churn out the same website that they've churned out for 50 people before. It's going to probably look fine initially, but it is not going to scale. The minute that you want to do something different with it, you're going to have to hire somebody else, and they're going to look at whatever this other person did, and they're going to be like, I don't know what this is. We got to start from scratch. And I think you're kicking the can down the road when you do something like that.
Well, fair enough. Okay, modify. It depends on what you, I mean, at the end of the day, it depends on what you want to do. Right? It depends on what your long-term goal is. If you're just starting a little, I'm bored this summer and I just want a little website to keep me busy this summer, for the summer, it's not a big deal, right? Versus I want to start my own business that maybe I want to keep around.
That's fair. I mean, I'm not saying that there's not a place for people on Fiverr. I'm not saying that there's not a place for the kid down the street who took a web design class in high school. There's plenty of room for them to get experience and build things. I'm just saying, if you're starting your own business, the last thing that you want to do, it's like if you were going to start up a brick and mortar store, you wouldn't ask your cousin to come and, you know, do all of the, you know, the drywall, because he worked for a summer with a contractor as an apprentice. Yeah. You would hire a professional contractor to come in and build your brick and mortar store the same way that you would. I think that there is benefit to hiring a professional web designer to come in and design your website. They're going to understand things about it that are going to make your life far simpler down the road.
So what I'm hearing you say is, don't hire our youngest son to build the website.
Correct.
That's
what I'm hearing.
I don't think that he's in the business of doing that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So, hi, this is Brian from the future. We've decided to split this episode into two parts. So the first part is talking about starting your own website. And in 2 weeks, we'll have the follow-up, which will be actually implementing your own website. So we hope you enjoyed this episode, and stay tuned for the rest of the conversation in a couple of weeks.
Bye!
And that's it for us today. As always, thank you for listening. You can find us on PyroToastyTalks.com. You can also find us on Instagram at PyroToastyTalks, David and Renee at It's David and Renee, and you can find Zona and myself at BZ_Furfur. The website has a link to our Discord if you want to join the discussion. Tell us what you think about websites, how much you hate them, and with
or
that,
love them.
Or love them. And with that, stay toasty.
Stay toasty.